You're very welcome back to part three of Religion Matters, KFM's weekly religion reflection and social issues programme. Remember, you can email me on religionmatterskfm@gmail.com. Now, it's hard to believe that it's been 2 years since the devastating Haiti earthquake, and for the past 24 months, Trokra has been working on the scene to bring relief and to help rebuild the lives of the people affected. Owen Rice joins me on the phone this morning from Trokra. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. Remind our listeners about what happened in January 2010.
Well, I suppose what happened that afternoon was really almost too big to comprehend in a lot of ways. Haiti, I suppose, even before that earthquake, was one of the poorest countries in the world. It's a country which is really chronically underdeveloped, very low levels of education, and a very very weak state structures as well. But on that day in question, January 12th of 2010, an earthquake struck. It lasted only 33 seconds, but in that time, a quarter of a million people were killed, and about 1.3 million people were left homeless. So, I mean, if you just think about that, that's about 7,500 people per second were killed during the earthquake. So it was really, I suppose, mind-boggling figures in a lot of ways. Mm. And for a country that, I suppose, suffered from such problems anyway, you know, it really left the country in a desperate situation.
Now, I know you launched an appeal, you know, to the Irish people. What response did you get to it at the time?
Well, the response was fantastic. I mean, the responses to our emergency appeals are always incredible. People are, you know, generally very good at responding to these situations. We collected about €7.5 million nationwide. About half of that was collected at parish collections around the country. So the response was phenomenal, but I suppose the response in terms of what we had to do ourselves was also massive. Mm-hmm. But it's put us in a very good situation in that it allowed us to obviously mount a very strong response to it. And, you know, 2 years on, we are seeing the results of that response.
Is it a very slow process? I mean, I suppose a lot of people looking on 2 years later would expect things to be very dramatically different. But, you know, you touched on it there and said that, you know, Haiti was already a very impoverished nation. You know, has it been a very slow process?
It has to a degree. I think the first 12 months, really the whole of 2010, I think things moved quite slowly from a sort of a macro level in terms of the overall country. There was a lot of political instability that year in the country, and also, I mean, I suppose just the practicalities of, I mean, you were talking about a country reduced to rubble. They lost nearly all their government departments. A lot of civil servants were killed in it. So there was chaos really for the first few months. In the last 12 months, things have improved dramatically in terms of the speed, and there have been a lot of progress made. For instance, this time last year, there was over a million people still homeless, 12 months on, whereas that's down to about 500,000 now. Now, obviously, 500,000 people is still a lot to have homeless in Port-au-Prince, the capital city, but to have homed 500,000 people in a year shows that, you know, there is a lot of movement there.
Yeah, you were there recently in the last few weeks. Did you notice an improvement on the ground?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you're going around Port-au-Prince now, for example, you know, the millions of tons of rubble have been removed from the streets. So most streets you go down now, I mean, obviously there's still cracks on the walls and things like that, but it's not as visible. You know, it's rare now that you'd see collapsed buildings, although that does exist in the downtown area a little bit. But, you know, it has moved on a lot. The tents, the sort of tent camps where those 500,000 people live are obviously a very visual reminder that there's a lot of work left to do. But, you know, I think people are realistic. They realise that there's no magic wand for solving things like this. And obviously, to even get the people of Haiti back to the level they were at prior to the earthquake is an enormous task.
Yeah.
The view we would take is that, you know, it's not really good enough to even bring them back to that level. What we want to do is instill long-term projects aimed at actually, you know, improving their quality of life, because, you know, the level of poverty over there is really shocking, and it's you know, it needs long term care to you know, and things like farming. The farming is so underdeveloped that Haiti has to actually import most of its food, which is crazy given that it's a largely agricultural society. So there's a lot of work there to do, but it will take a long time.
Yeah. I this is probably a bit of a nerdy question, but I always wonder about the way things are rebuilt after disasters. I mean, are the homes, you know, that are rebuilt, are they in any way made earthquake proof, or, you know, is there engineering expertise at play over there at the moment?
Yeah, there certainly is. I mean, that's, I suppose, if you go back to the old saying of earthquakes don't kill people, buildings do.
Yeah.
Because it's not obviously the earthquake that kills you, it's the collapsing buildings. So, yeah, I suppose the mantra we go by is to build back better, as they say. So, the buildings that the houses that we construct would all be earthquake resistant. So, you know, if something like this was to happen again, they wouldn't fall down. So we've built, house building is obviously a large part of what we've been doing over recent months. We've constructed about 1,500 new homes for families, and then repaired probably about 8,000 more. So that's an area there has been huge progress in. We've also obviously repaired a lot of school buildings, a lot of hospitals, you know, so it's not just residential, but yeah, it's an area there has been a lot of improvement, but as I said, there's a long way to go.
Yeah, and as you said, it's not like applying a sticking plaster and leaving. I mean, Throgra, when they get involved in something, they're in for the long haul.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, we are, I suppose, development is what we do. We respond to these emergencies, but we have an initial emergency response, which we then build into a longer-term program aimed at, you know, actually, you know, improving the lives of the people there. It's not really good enough just to save people's lives. You then actually have to let them live.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. You know, we're doing a lot of education work, and as I mentioned earlier, a lot of work with farming communities. And that's all geared towards actually seeing long-term results in the country. We're already seeing results in that now, but, you know, it's really over the coming years where that will, I suppose, begin to bear fruit.
Exactly, yeah. We have to leave it there. Information on all of your work and is on your website, and you have a blog as well about the work in Haiti. So just remind us of the website address.
Yeah, if people want further information, they can go to trokra.org, and there's information on, I suppose, all our work there, including Haiti and obviously throughout Africa and our projects in Asia as well.
Yeah. Thanks for joining me this morning, Owen. I'm sure we'll chat to you again in the
future.
Thanks
very much.
Thank you. It's time for some more music, and this is Ave Maria from Catherine Jenkins.